Genesis, chapter 13. And Abram went up out of Egypt, he, and his wife, and all that he had, and Lot with him, into the south. And Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. And he went on his journeys from the south even to Beth-El, to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Beth-El and Ai. To the place of the altar, which he had made there at the first, and there Abram called on the name of Yahweh. And Lot also, who went with Abram, had flocks, and herds, and tents. And the land wasn't able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. And there was a strife between the herdsmen of Abram's cattle and the herdsmen of Lot's cattle, and the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelt then in the land. And Abram said to Lot, Let there be no strife, I pray you, between me and you, and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brothers. Isn't the whole land before you? Separate yourself, I pray you, from me. If you will take the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if you take the right hand, then I will go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes, and saw all the plain of the Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere, before Yahweh destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, like the garden of Yahweh, like the land of Egypt, as you go to Zoar. So Lot chose for himself all the plain of the Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves the one from the other. Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and moved his tent as far as Sodom. Now the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners against Yahweh exceedingly. And Yahweh said to Abram, After Lot was separated from him, Lift up now your eyes, and look from the place where you are, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which you see, to you I will give it, and to your seed forever. And I will make your seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then may your seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the width of it, for to you I will give it. And Abram moved his tent, and came and dwelt by the oaks of Mamre, which are in Hebron, and built there an altar to Yahweh.